Greetings in the wonderful name of our glorious Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. Now we're going to say a little about the shortest word in the Bible. Could you anticipate that? I wonder if you know just exactly what, after all, is the shortest word in the Bible. Well, shall we turn to the Word of God and see if we could find it? If you turn to the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 6, and we'll read together there at verse 2, and I'm sure we'll find it. "For thus he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So that actually the shortest word in the Scripture is that little word of three letters, N-O-W, now. You see, now does not mean 30 seconds from the moment that I'm speaking to you, or does not mean an hour from now, or a day, or a week later, or a month later, or a year later. Now is this very present second. This is your day of golden opportunity. Now, my message will be very brief and limited because of the moment. But you see, from the time I began to speak to you and read to you about this little word now until we have finished our little message, there will have been a great number of souls ushered out of time into eternity to experience the longest word in all the Scriptures. And you know, if you would be wise, you see, the time to be saved is now. Thou wouldst be saved, why not now? Yes, thank God, the call of the gospel, the call of grace goes out to you at this very moment. And you know, whenever you read anything in the Bible, doesn't make any difference what it is, you can be sure that it's true because it's in the Word of God. And whether it's a word of wooing or a word of warning, it is sure. Now, in this sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians, and that second verse, which reads, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee." Now, whenever you read a statement once, it's true. If you read it twice, then it's very, very important. Now, is it not interesting and certainly something that ought to call attention when you read that word, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Oh, how urgent that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that word is, now is the accepted time. In other words, if there was the slightest degree of desire on your part to be saved, we're here to tell you that now is the accepted time. You may never again in all your life hear a gospel appeal. You may never again in your life hear the sweet invitation of grace. "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool," says Isaiah in the first chapter and the 18th verse. But you see, he too seems to know and feel the necessity and the urgency that men should take toward his message, for he says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Did you know, friends, that he's interested in you? Did you know that he's interested in you right at this very moment? And you know, it's just possible that you've been thinking about the salvation of your soul and about where you're going to be when you leave this scene of sin and sorrow. And it's even possible that you not only have been thinking about it, you have been giving it serious attention, and you've been expecting to have that great matter settled. And maybe you say, "Well, now I just can't put it off too much longer," but still, you are refusing the voice of love and grace and mercy. Oh, how tender and how compassionate he is. Listen to it. "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, deep dyed, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." He'd like to put away your guilt and your sin forever under the all-cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. Receive him today, and salvation is yours.